Sunday. You're listening to Fit to be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone. What's up, my friend?
Oh, nothing. Just life, and I'm excited to be here. I'm excited that our weather is cool now.
I know. It finally feels like October.
Feels like fall.
Yes, and like it's just that cascading effect of like all of the major holidays of the season. I think I mentioned that last week too. Now, are you a Halloween person?
You know, yes, but I don't go overboard for like any holiday. I just don't, because I don't know. I go overboard with the candy. Like I love eating a lot of candy, which fits me tied. Hello. But yes, I love eating candy. Halloween's cool to me. I like all the movies. Like I like Hocus Pocus, and I don't know if I can say it on the radio, but I'm just going to say it anyway. But all the movies that you would maybe find playing around this time of year.
Oh, absolutely.
I get into that. I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Now, does the staff at the rec center, do y'all dress up for Halloween? Like, I know different departments on campus, depending on the services they provide, like, kind of go all out for that stuff or not.
Yeah. So we are actually, I'm glad that you asked, because we're actually going to have our Customer Appreciation Day on Halloween.
Ooh.
So we've got some fun little prizes, maybe some discounts going on our memberships and personal training and reformer. But yeah, we encourage our student staff and our pro staff to dress up, and we're actually gonna have a contest, and so you can vote on Twitter.
Okay.
And I will not be in the office that day, because a group of us are actually going to go down to another school down south that might be our rival and go check out their facility and some stuff they've got going on. So I didn't plan that very well when I made it happen, because I should have actually stayed for Halloween, but we will not be in the office. But do you guys dress up?
We have in the past. You know, a lot of times it just depends on what's going on. We just try to make sure that it's costumes that do not interfere with patient care.
Oh, okay.
Weird as that sounds, I know last Halloween I was out due to maternity leave, but the Halloween before that, my costume was It's Raining Men, and I had a rain jacket and an umbrella, and I had like all these random like celebrity men heads dangling down.
Oh, that's great.
I included my husband's head in there too, and like Nick Saban. People were like, what's wrong with you? I just thought it was funny.
I think it's awesome. See, you're clever like that. I am not clever when it comes to costumes. I just can't think of anything fun to do. I usually, like last year, okay, so I have like my hair's blonde and kind of curly, and I had on some sunglasses that look like Penny Lane from Almost Famous. So I literally just put my glasses on my head, and when people were like, who are you? I'd be like, well, I'm Penny Lane. And I'd pull my glasses down. They're like, oh, you tried so hard. And I was like, well, you know.
But that's totally appropriate.
It works. Now, is this Sam's first Halloween?
No, it's actually his second, but only the first time that he's, I guess, dressing up. Like last year, he was so tiny, he had like a little onesie that had like little skeleton bones, like that kind of stuff, or like little pumpkin. But this year, we're gonna dress him up as the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, and then my husband and I are gonna be Ghostbusters.
That's so great.
Costumes are so expensive, so we're gonna go all out for Sam's costume, and then me and my husband are just gonna have like t-shirts that look like the costume, like, because like for that you're only gonna wear for a day,
it's just not worth
it. We're balling on a budget,
you know. I hear you. You're that financial wellness aspect of our wellness. Well, I think that's a great little segue, sort of. I mean, it has nothing to do with our show, but I think that's what makes our show so fun, is we talk about just random things. Wasn't the word I was gonna say, random things. But yeah, we have a great show scheduled today. We are actually gonna be interviewing some students. We love to have students on our show, because sometimes we forget that we have student listeners that may be tuning into our radio show.
Absolutely. And you know, we talk about all the different aspects of wellness, and you know, especially with our wellness model here at Alabama, but I think it's really important for us to talk about, how do we approach health habits with college students?
Yes.
And that's what our guests are going to be talking about today, because we have to be strategic, you know, with the tactics. And I don't like to use the word tactics, that's right. But our tactics that we use with our employees, and then also with our students and with the community. And so I'm sure for any listeners who are public health majors or in any kind of wellness related field, you're going to like this. But
it'll be a good one.
I know. You got to stick around. We're having a break. Once again, grab a beverage. It could be hot or cold, maybe hot chocolate, hot cider, something tasty. But we will catch you after the break. You're listening to Fit to be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7. Welcome back. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone. If you are just now joining us, Whitney and I have been talking up the fact that we have two fabulous student guests today.
We do. I love it when we have students on the show because sometimes it just reminds me of when I was a student and it takes me back and I think about, you know, whatever our topic is, our health. Of course, we're always talking about health. Duh. Hello. And so I'm going to introduce our guests today. So we have some students from Project Health Peer Education, or actually the Health Hut, as you would know them. Samantha Ennis and Maddie Irwin. So Samantha, you are president of Project Health, and then Maddie, you are director of Health Hut.
Yes.
Welcome. Thank you for being here. How do you feel being on the radio?
It's my first time on the radio, so
hello,
it's really
world.
Interesting.
Hello, yes.
Yeah, so y'all will get to, like, you know, over Thanksgiving and other holidays be like, I'm a radio personality.
Totally on 90.7 The Capstone. Yes. Thank you for being on our show.
Thanks for having
time
us.
On a Sunday afternoon. Oh, my gosh. I'm sure you have lots of studying and stuff you could be doing.
Yes, it's midterm weeks.
So. Yes. Oops, sorry.
Now, speaking of that, Sam, we'll start with you. Tell us a bit about yourself as far as, like, your hometown major, you know, what your responsibilities are in your role, and how long you've been in Project Health.
Well, I am Samantha Ennis. I'm from Salisbury, Maryland, the Eastern Shore of Maryland, and I'm actually majoring in finance, which is super interesting to be the president of a health club on campus, especially one that's so big. And in Project Health, since I'm the president, I'm mostly delegating a lot of things from our council. So that may be getting speakers for our Sunday night meetings tonight. We're actually going to have Sheena tonight.
That's
super exciting.
That's right.
In addition to just kind of making sure that the process of Project Health is just going smoothly. Mm-hmm. I've actually been in Project Health for 5 semesters as well.
So. Wow.
That's awesome. What got you interested in it, especially with being a finance major?
Yeah. So when I first entered the University of Alabama, I was actually a biology pre-dental major. And I kind of decided that once I was going to change it, I may phase out of Project Health, but it was just something that kind of sucked me in. Mm-hmm. I was like, although I'm not a health major anymore, I'm just super dedicated to it and just ended up becoming the president. So
that's
I was
awesome.
That dedicated.
Very cool. And so, Maddie, what about you? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am from a small town outside of New Orleans called Mandeville, Louisiana.
I have actually heard of that
really?
Town.
Really? I always say New Orleans because people
when
know
I
where
was,
that is.
A personal trainer full-time, actually trained a girl from Mandeville.
Oh, wow. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. That's like probably the first or second time someone has recognized that. But I'm a biology major. I have a minor in food and nutrition, and I'm on the pre-med track. So
awesome.
I'm actually in the process of applying right now to medical schools. I am the Health Hut director.
Okay.
So basically my role is overseeing the specific Health Hut branch. We have 4 branches, mm-hmm. which we'll get into a little bit later.
Yeah.
But it's our biggest branch in Project Health, and I'm in charge of editing our outreach materials, so all of the handouts we give out, and also fixing the schedule for our branch and running the specific Health Hut meetings, which we have one tonight.
Awesome. Y'all are very involved.
Yeah. Now, Maddie, what got you involved in Project Health, or was it just like a natural fit being in a health-related major?
It was kind of both. So I found it on campus, and I just thought that the people that worked at the Health Hut, that was the first branch that I was introduced to, were so exciting to be around, and they were very enthusiastic, and I really liked all the topics they covered, and also the prizes they gave away, obviously.
Of course.
Yes. Swag is nice.
I've even gotten some of those prizes because sometimes when I walk out of the rec center, people think I'm an undergrad. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Yes.
So I've even gotten, like, asked questions before, and so I'm like, yeah, I'll take that.
Yes. Yeah. So I think that's kind of what got me into it, and then once I joined, it stuck, and I couldn't wait to get more involved with it.
That's awesome. And now, you know, and both of y'all or either of y'all could answer this. What do you feel like is the overall mission or goal of Project Health? Like, if you were to just make that, you know, 15-second elevator speech about what Project Health is all about, what do you think you would tell someone?
I would definitely describe Project Health. Our mission is actually to serve as the go-to source for students on campus for peer health education. So just breaking that down a little bit, we just want to be very approachable and have any student be able to approach one of our branches and discuss anything. We are students too, and in that way, we want to be able to talk as if you're not talking to a professor or maybe a doctor. But if you have an issue, you can just come up to someone and be able to talk about anything. Mm. So just serving as that good go-to source instead of having to maybe go to someone, a professor or whatnot. Mm-hmm. It's just really great that we can be out there every day for the students. I mean, even in our health hut, they serve 36 hours a week, mm-hmm. just that branch. So we are around all the time, just in the, all the branches. So.
I think that's awesome because, you know, as faculty and staff here at the university, we are very open to students. Like, I have student staff. I love when students come in my office. They'll sit down. We'll talk about mm-hmm. stuff, and I like to be a resource. But I love that you guys are peer educators because – you're right. There's going to be students that still don't feel comfortable talking because we've all been through this stuff. Like we've all been in college and we've all done, you know, been places. And so it's kind of like, I think students forget that faculty staff have lived a life outside of just being a grown up. And so, cause I thought that way. I was like, I would never go talk to my professor or my boss about something. I'd rather talk to somebody my own age. Cause I feel like they would understand me and get me. So do y'all have a lot of students that will come up to you and, you know, share information and just need a mentor?
I would say yes. I've had a few personal experiences mm-hmm. where people, they just sometimes, especially I was in Health Hut before I was the mm-hmm. president, where they just kind of open up to you. And I think another thing is when you're talking to student, you may take that advice more mm-hmm. instead of if you're talking to your doctor, your professor, or someone else. Because you don't really think a doctor or professor saying, yeah, you should really drink less. This is the amount of a drink is or whatnot.
Well,
like,
of course,
it seems unrealistic. It seems unrealistic. But if someone your own age or maybe even younger than you is telling you all these facts mm-hmm. and telling you these tips to be safer, it may almost click better, in my opinion.
Right. So, I love that.
And the beauty in all of this is that what you're telling them is evidence-based information. I, like, see y'all in the office, like, mm-hmm. hardcore going through and making sure that the resources that you're sharing mm-hmm. and that you're citing on handouts, like, Maddie, you're, like, nodding your head, like,
yes,
and, like, having to fact-check. But it's so important because there's so much misinformation on the internet, so I love that y'all are doing that, like the grunt work for our students mm-hmm. to make sure they're getting correct information. And you guys were talking a little bit earlier about some of the different branches of Health Hut or of Project Health, and Health Hut being mm-hmm. one of them. What are the other branches?
Yeah, so the ones I'm going to go over is the advocates and the ambassadors. So advocates are more of those informal conversations. They may walk around campus and come and approach you to ask you if you can just have a conversation about the health topic of the week. It's something that's a little more comfortable instead of coming up to a table and having everyone see you mm-hmm. talking about a different health topic. And in addition to that, they also do presentations within dorms, mm-hmm. in classes if they're requested. And there's mm-hmm. also ambassadors who have Healthy Hump Day every Wednesday in the mm-hmm. FERC. It's just kind of another tabling technique in addition to doing presentations in residence halls.
So yes. So as a faculty or staff member that maybe works with students, can we request those events? So is there a place online where we can say, hey, I would love to have peer educators come and talk to my group? Can you do that online?
Yes. Okay. On our website, I believe it's projecthealth.ua.edu.
Okay. Awesome.
Yes. Yep.
That's great.
So two other branches that we have, obviously, that we've been talking about is the Health Hut. So mm-hmm. we're the people mm-hmm. in the actual hut on campus.
Yes.
And so that's where our tabling takes place. And then there's also Gamma, which is mm-hmm. our Greek life-focused peer health education okay. group. So they kind of go around to the sororities and fraternities, since Greek life is so prominent mm-hmm. here, and offer them some different presentations on health-related
awesome.
Topics.
Yeah. So there's four branches?
Yes.
Okay, great.
And what's really great with the Gamma one, too, is if you have a specific topic you'd like to be discussed in your Greek or in your Greek organization, you can request for that topic okay. to be talked about, and doesn't have to be that week's topic.
Okay. Yes. No, I think that's great. I think any information, and that's why I love that we're talking about this, because I know I see you guys at the rec center. Y'all are there every Tuesday?
Monday and Tuesday.
Monday and Tuesday. Because yes. I always see your presence there, and I've always felt like people that work at the Health Hut are very open and welcoming, and it's not like salesy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not like you're like, oh, hey, let me show you what I got over here.
Like the kiosk.
Like, it's not like that at all. But we are going to talk more about Health Hut and all the great things that Project Health has to offer. So take a break. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied with Whitney and Sheena on 90.7 The Capstone. Hello, friends. We are back. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney, just talking about health because that's what we do on Sundays while you're all kicking your feet up, having your drink. We're always talking about health. We have Sam and Maddie with us. Just continue our conversation about Project Health Peer Education and the Health Hut. So what is peer education?
So peer education in like the context of Project Health is basically college students educating mm-hmm. other college students. Mm-hmm. And for us, it's on health-related topics. And it can be topics that you might not even consider normally to be health-related, like we cover financial health mm-hmm. and other things like that. But it's just essentially offering good fact-based mm-hmm. advice to other peers.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we talked about before the break is just how you guys look through resources. And it's not mm-hmm. just, because that's my biggest pet peeve when I'm teaching instructors how to teach classes, like, where are you getting your information from?
Right.
Like, Instagram's cool and all, but like, is it okay to use some of that information? So I think the fact that you guys are doing your homework and you're finding good, like, fact-checked information for these students, I think that says a lot about what you guys do.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And, you know, thinking about those health topics that you guys cover, what have you noticed to be the most well-received topics or the most popular topics? And sometimes I'm sure it probably depends on what the swag item is for that
yeah,
week. But what
sure.
do you feel like really makes the most impact with the students?
In my opinion, there are topics that we do repeat every single semester. There are a few topics where we kind of weave out maybe every other semester, every two semesters. But the main topics that we think are most important on this campus is definitely alcohol awareness and mm-hmm. Consent and just sexual health. And just on any college campus, in my opinion, those are really big topics. Mm-hmm. And I think that although that we go over them every single semester, they may not be received very well by the students mm-hmm. every single semester, and can be kind of awkward topics, even mm-hmm. talking about alcohol awareness. Mm-hmm. So those, I think, are the most important topics that we talk about in Project Health. And there are smaller ones like bike safety and financial mm-hmm. health that we talk yeah. about maybe every other semester as well.
Yeah. I also think that we do a good job of covering for at least 1 week a semester the resources that mm-hmm. the school has mm-hmm. because some people might know about all the different facilities that we have, but a lot of new incoming students, mm-hmm. especially freshmen or transfer students, don't know what all UA has to offer mm-hmm. to help you maintain your health.
And that's very true. And even on this show, we always try to express, you know, all the resources that are around campus. And so I think having students actually saying, yeah, you should take advantage of doing, you know, fill in the blank. I think that's great. Do y'all focus on the whole wellness wheel, or do y'all have a specific way y'all choose when you want to, like each week you have a new topic, or how does that work?
So each week we have a new topic. We are just introduced into the wellness wheel this semester.
Okay.
So that's been super helpful. Mm-hmm. And we've really been able to introduce that into our program. But yes, we just kind of weed out all these different topics and just, mm-hmm. yes.
And, you know, just thinking about, especially with getting to be in the department that gets to oversee Project Health, I know you guys are constantly working on different ways to interact with the students as far as like games and swag items. What types of activities do you mm-hmm. think the students enjoy the most, and which ones do you think they end up shying away a little bit more from as mm-hmm. far as like not necessarily wanting to engage in that activity?
So I find anything that is a game, we usually do like poster board style games, anything that is eye-catching. So I always encourage them to take whatever our health topic is and almost like create it into a caricature for our game board. So I believe it was the week before last, we had our sexual health week, mm-hmm. and I made them make giant condom like game pieces. And so somebody's walking to class, minding their own business. They see this big old poster board with giant condom game pieces. And they're like,
what is this?
Yes. Right? Yeah. Exactly. So I think that has been the most successful thing as far as getting people engaged with our activities. I try to tell my branch to not make popsicle stick games because it's just, I'm sorry, no one ever seems to want to come up and play that game. So.
Yeah, and we have like a Plinko board and like a
I've seen that one, the prize wheel.
And everything. Do we still use our putt-putt by any chance? Have y'all used it since y'all have been with Project Health?
I have not.
Okay. Is that an actual like putt-putt? Is it just like one thing, like if you're in your office playing putt-putt?
Or
is
it's like a little and it's got like this felt or whatever kind of fabric. Yeah, it's like the little like hole in one kind of, so think like Price is Right kind of situation, but we might have to resurrect that.
Yes.
Unless it got damaged.
Unless it got damaged, or it's been hidden for some reason. They're like, oh, we're not going to use that anymore. Plinko is pretty cool. It's like you said, Price is Right type of games and things like that. So, the shirts are a thing. Like, people...
Yes.
First of all, I love free t-shirts. All of my t-shirts, aside from a couple of Grateful Dead and Beatles shirts, are literally all UA shirts. And do y'all have any, like, is there a shirt now that's like the thing? Because I know we had the squad shirt. Was that Project Health?
Mm-hmm.
It was,
yes.
Like, what, and Kale?
Oh, yeah.
We had the Kale shirts.
Yeah.
I think I only had one that was the, but first, Sleep. What was that one? Do you remember what I'm talking about? Like,
It was the play on.
First, let me take a selfie. But it was like the first Sleep. I have no problem with that.
The beginning of the semester, we actually sent out one that says "Too busy living my best life." Mm. I think we do a second T-shirt week, but we're not sure what those look like yet.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
So
it's a surprise.
Yeah, stay tuned. But yes, the T-shirt weeks are always the busiest weeks, and that's why we kind of start off every semester, because we get a new set of new members in the beginning of every semester, and we just kind of send them out with these T-shirts. Like, get used to it. We're going to send you out into the wild, because it is the craziest week. We have people come back to the health hut and say, hi, you were out the last shift, but they told me to come back at 1.
Oh, my gosh.
Love our shift schedule during T-shirt week.
That's great. And do you think that that's been a really good incentive to have people come back to the health hut? Do you think they start to engage with you and talk to you more?
Most definitely. Yeah, we have a lot of, especially at the health hut, we have a lot of like repeat people that come around. Yeah, regulars.
Do you recruit that way? Like, for people to like join your team?
Yes. Our application season is like among us, and we are definitely trying to ask a lot of people that come up to the hut regularly, like, hey, have you ever thought about joining Project Health? Like,
I obviously
love our stuff, so
come
join us.
That's awesome. And I'm like, the gears are turning in my head right now. I'm like, it would be so awesome if we had something on social media that, like, basically a contest, like, basically people could put their idea for the next a Project Health t-shirt. People would probably eat that up.
Yeah.
Because they'd be like, oh my gosh, like, I have made it on this campus.
You know you've made it when you have, like, your slogan on the t-shirt.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I think my favorite shirt that y'all have had, I think it was the squad shirt, because people still wear those, and I see them and I'm like, I see that shirt.
Yes.
I love it. And they, because it was black and white and just like this cool, it's just squad. And then it had the information about your squad, because it was sexual assault, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
See, you
I remember.
You're like,
and I don't even pay attention to stuff like that. I just squad. I was like, I gotta have one.
Yes.
Do you have any extra lying around?
The most popular one, definitely, I think, was the University of Avocado one.
I still see those
everywhere.
Yeah.
I wasn't in Project Health when they came out, but I want one really bad.
Well, I think by default, sometimes my husband ends up getting access to some of our shirts that come in that either have, like, some cosmetic flaw, and so our programming assistant will be like, Sheena, like, what size does your husband wear? This one's kind of jacked up. Do you want it? And so he was doing something for work, and he was in his police uniform, and he saw a student with a Project Health shirt on, and he was like, hey, I have that shirt too. And she was like, did you go to the health hut for that? And he's like, I played the game. And then he, like, felt bad. Like, he's like, no, my wife works in the department. But she was like, She's like, you kind of old to be wearing those t-shirts. And he's like, I'm the one that says support your local college students. So it's just funny seeing everybody in town wearing them.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah. Well, you guys, I think we've got to take another break. We've got some more questions for you. I know, Maddie, you were talking about application season coming for Project Health, so we want to be able to talk about that. But y'all, take a bathroom break, refill your beverage, do anything you need to do. We'll catch you on the flip side. You are listening to Fitz and Tide with Sheen and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone. Welcome back. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheen and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone. If you are just now joining us, man, you have missed some amazing conversation with Sam Ennis and Maddie Irwin from Project Health. We've been talking about what the mission of Project Health is, talking about how we get people engaged with the Health Hut and our other branches. And Maddie, I know earlier you were mentioning that we're currently in application season. So just opening it up to both of y'all, how can students get involved in Project Health?
So our applications are actually due tomorrow night. So if you're interested in applying for Project Health, you need to get on it and go ahead and apply. You can find the information to apply on our website, which is projecthealth.ua.edu. Or you can go and follow us on Instagram and it'll have the link to the applications, which is at UA Project Health. And basically, they just need to apply, fill out some stuff about themselves, like a normal application. And if we have an interest in them, we will go ahead and interview them. And there are two rounds of interviews.
Yes. So I'm just going to the interview process. The first process is the group interview. It's about you and three other people interviewing. And then you will be invited to an individual interview about a week later. And after that, you will either get an offer or an email from Project Health with their decision. Some benefits about joining Project Health is that it does serve as an internship on your resume, which is super awesome. It's not just an organization, so you can kind of get that work experience mm-hmm. and background on your resume. I know I talk about it a lot during my interviews with jobs right now. Mm-hmm. In addition to this, you get 5 service hours per week, regardless of what branch you're in, and then so that equals out to 65 a semester about?
I think so.
Yeah, about 65 service hours a semester. In addition to this, it's a lot of professional development. We host development workshops after our meetings sometimes for Project Health points. And it does a lot of networking, especially if you're going into the pre-health field. I know that, I don't know about your experience within it, but.
Yeah, I think it's the coolest thing is that there's so many different jobs within the organization. Mm. You can kind of find like what side of it you really want to get like invested mm-hmm. in and stuff. And like for me, I actually just started designing our buttons, which has been a really nice endeavor because all of my course load is just science. But now I'm getting to like do something a little bit creative mm-hmm. and tie that in.
What are some other jobs? I was just curious because I really don't know besides working the Health Hut, that's what I see. But what are some mm-hmm. other jobs within your organization?
So we also have a bunch of student workers. Mm-hmm. Some will be work study, some will just have a job with us. So mm-hmm. that is an option that's available. And they kind of help print all of our materials, organize the stuff that goes to the hut. So we have our like iPads and all that. And this is for all the branches too, not just the hut. Mm-hmm. But all of the handouts and everything and the giveaways, they're in charge of like driving the actual hut and the tables in the van.
A van. I was going to say a golf cart or van.
Van. Yeah. So they get to kind of run around and help us set up each morning. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I think that's our main.
And within the organization, there are multiple levels of leadership you can get into. So when I first started Project Health, I went in one semester of just being a regular member, and then I became a coordinator within the Health Hub branch. And that was just, we have a hierarchy of where our materials go in. So the regular members create the materials, and then they would be turned into your topic coordinator who would do the first round of editing, just making sure that everything is factual. So then once they get to the director, like Maddie, they should pretty much be off factual and just her fixing maybe grammatical areas. Grammatical errors. And then they would go up to our vice president of outreach where she would just kind of go over them, and then send them to be printed. So as a coordinator, you're kind of that first level of editing materials, and then you can apply to become on our executive board, and then if you really love it, be president. So yes, there's a lot of different opportunities within Project Health that have a leadership role, but may not be quite as demanding as being an executive council.
Do you find that most of the students that join the organization and have gone through the application process, are they, you know, kinesiology majors, nutrition, wellness, or are they just kind of, it's just kind of all over the place?
I think a lot of them are health-based, but I wouldn't say they're primarily one, I guess.
I think that's good to know, because I think even if you just have an interest in it, if that's not your major, but you know, you just want an outlet, because you guys are both, you have more, you're more related to it,
I'm a finance major. I am not going to the health field whatsoever. I'm not trying to do like healthcare finance or anything. It's just something I'm really passionate about.
That's great.
Was just going out and talking to students, so.
Now, as far as students potentially applying, does someone necessarily have to be an extrovert to be part of Project Health? Because I think, you know, what a lot of the students visually see is that person that's working the hut, someone who's very outgoing, but are there roles for the introvert? Like, I'm just trying to give a shout out so that if anyone is, like, nervous about applying, to, like, put themselves out there.
I wouldn't consider myself an introvert before Project Health, but I definitely hadn't come out of my shell completely in college. And I can now say that once I have been in Project Health for a little while now, I can literally talk to a wall. Like, I can just talk to anyone on this campus. And something about being at the health hut, I mean, you want to hold yourself professionally, but you know that this student is also, like, their student, your student, like, you can almost talk very casually, like you're talking to anyone. It's not like you're trying to write a formal email or do a presentation for someone else. Like, you're talking to pretty much someone that could be your friend. So I think it does kind of break you out of your shell if you are kind of introverted or maybe just kind of shy. So
that's a good point. I didn't even think about it that way.
So what are some of your guys' tips for prioritizing your health as a college student? I mean, maybe some things that you do yourself, or maybe that you tell students that come to the health hut. So just, what are your tips? Do you have any?
Yeah, in the midst of midterm week, I think it's really important to just kind of remember to take time for yourself, regardless if that's picking up a new hobby or if it's just taking time to hang out with your friends, because I think we just surround ourselves with studying and just cramming and whatnot. We don't really think to take care of ourselves in the way of enjoying ourselves. I know a lot of people
stress release.
Stress release, definitely. Because it's not just about self-care, but just having fun in addition to maybe doing a face mask or something. But you want to go out and have an outlet, you know?
You're all know about those face masks.
Yes, me too.
I think I've always told my friends, you are a person first and a student second. So it's not that you need to just, like, forget all of your student responsibilities, but don't just let that be your role. Like, you also need to take care of you, and that's how you're going to be successful overall. It's not just about studying to be successful in college or doing as much work and joining as many organizations as you can. Like, you have to take care of your whole person.
That's a very good point, and I think, Maddie, you made a good point. I think, Sam, you made a good point about it's a holistic approach to, we can sometimes put way too much on our plate because we want to build this resume. We want to prepare ourselves for the next thing. But can we be the best that we can be if we're not truly taking care of ourselves? And I think sometimes, even in the field that I'm in, being in fitness, that can be stressful. Oh, I have to make it to yoga. Well, I love what you guys said. Just have fun with your friends. I think ultimately, you know, our students are in one of the coolest times of their lives, where you're never going to get that opportunity again to be in college, at least in this type of atmosphere, where you get to go hang out with your friends, go do face masks, do something fun, because everything changes when you graduate. Even if you go back to school, it's no longer the same way. So I think stress release, and for our listeners, it doesn't have to be what we typically always say of, like, I need to do my breathing exercises, I need to go to a rec, I need to go eat healthy. Like, yeah, those are awesome things and we want that, but you need a social life and you need to have fun with your friends so that it just all kind of, everything else flows nicely too. That was like my deep thoughts with Whitney.
No, I like it. And I feel like you were, like, speaking from experience.
And
you were not too far removed from undergrad, so we remember those days, you know.
Well, any other tips you want to share, or is that pretty much it? Just
Other than that, I think Maddie and I are probably feeling the pressure of, like you said, like enjoying these times in college. We're both seniors.
Yeah.
So in addition to what we had said, just have fun, and that's all pretty much I have for you. Yeah.
Well, that sounds great. So we're going to take another break, everyone. Grab yourself a drink. We'll be back. Thanks for listening to us. We'll catch you on the other side. You're listening to Fit to Be Tie with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone. Back, you're listening. Gosh, guys, it's Sunday. I can't even get my words out. You are listening to Fit to Be Tie with Sheena Whitney, and we've had a great show.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it's time to close it out.
I know. Like, it's almost like I love the time that I spend with you, but then I'm also like, oh, I gotta like enjoy the rest of my Sunday.
That's what I was thinking. Cause, well, crap. Tomorrow we have to go to work.
I know. the Sunday scaries are real. I know you and I, we've had this talk before, but the great thing about this upcoming week, it's homecoming week.
It is.
So it's all the activities and stuff.
Yes. And you know, I'm kind of on the fence about homecoming. I love to support the school, but then I kind of do my own thing sometimes. And so I have to like remind myself that it's homecoming and I need, but we will have a tailgate at the quad. The rec is going to have their alumni tailgate. So if there's any alumni. Yeah.
Oh, that's good to know. Yeah. I am an alum of HES, and they always go all out with their different homecoming activities. And actually, one fun fact is that long, long ago, I actually ran for homecoming queen here.
Get out. Sheena, yes. I would have voted for you. You would have had all my votes.
Well, you know what's funny is that, so back then I was an ambassador for the for HES, and the dean at the time, she had mixed me up with another student who was also the same ethnicity as me, and that student had gotten on homecoming queen, and I had not.
Okay.
And she was like, oh, and Sheena, our like HES president made it on homecoming court, and I was like, no, actually, that wasn't me.
Oh,
like,
it was
embarrassing at the time, but now I think it's hilarious.
It's so funny, but it would be so embarrassing.
Yeah, but she had bangs like me. Like, I can't complain. Like,
I need to find a picture so I can just see.
I will.
Was Filipino?
Yes.
Wow.
I know, it was crazy. But if you were to go in the archives of the Crimson White, the headshot, my makeup was like so bad because I didn't do it myself. I was like, I'll go to the mall.
Never.
And like, yeah, somebody from Mac like played with me, and it was just like, why would I do that for like a headshot for the paper?
You should never do that.
I was
ever.
Like, oh, it'll be in black and white. Oh no, you could. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
something about letting somebody else do your hair and makeup. It's just, you just can't do it. Never again.
So, hashtag regrets. You know.
It's okay. We learn from those mistakes. So.
We do.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've got all the activities during homecoming. One of my favorites that I haven't been to in a while is actually the step show. Have you ever been?
Oh, heck yeah. I love the step show. That's the only dance show I would go to when I was in college. I actually got asked to be in a step show.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
One of my friends, but then when I found out what I had to wear, it was not a lot of clothing. I said, you know, I'm going to sit this one out. Yeah. Y'all have fun.
I think that's fair. But no, like homecoming is always festive. I feel like, you know, you get in a new set of fans who haven't visited the, you know, entire football season.
Yeah.
And then they just, it's just a good vibe.
And I feel like the whole week with, you know, step show, choreography competition, the bonfire, I mean, it's fun. Like, I think it's something, especially if you're new to Tuscaloosa, if you're a new professional, a new student, like, definitely check those things out.
Absolutely.
For sure.
And then once homecoming is over, we'll end the week with being back here next Sunday.
We will.
And just as a teaser for next week's topic, we're going to be talking nutrition. So
we
will kind of be in my wheelhouse.
Yeah, which I love because I feel like this semester, we haven't had a lot of Sheena nutrition time.
I know. So, we'll talk the food and all that kind of good stuff, which, speaking of food, and I'm going to go on a random tangent, and it's because I can, because we're in our last couple minutes seconds of the show, but I feel like every vegetable that I love is a smelly vegetable.
Like cabbage or Brussels sprouts.
Like, and the only reason I'm saying that is because on my way here to the show, like I was like a cool person. I was like eating some broccoli.
Well, of course.
On my way over here,
yeah.
And I was like, why does my car smell like poops?
Yeah.
That's what it smells like. Sorry.
Look, here's the thing. they can be super smelly, right?
Yes.
When you first cook them, they smell amazing.
Yes.
Like when it comes, when the Brussels sprouts come out of the oven, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm finna go down on these Brussels sprouts.
Yes.
But then when they sit in your refrigerator and then you take them to work the next day or you take them wherever you're going, it's like Michael Scott on The Office not taking the egg salad sandwich from Oscar when they're going to Canada.
Right. It's like, what kind of coworker are you? So it's like, I can't ever like have them as leftovers. But y'all, we went on way too crazy of a tangent.
Oh,
enjoy
man.
The rest of your Sunday. It has been a good show.
Yes.
You have been listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone, and we'll catch you next week.